All right, so I woke up today going, what am I going to talk about for 2 hours today? There's nothing going on. And I think we kind of fell into a good show today because there is some stuff going on. And I want to start talking some softball. In particular, I want to talk about the St. Clair Stars 14 and under team that while I was up on Mackinac Island, they were over in Escanaba winning a state championship. Their coach is Aaron Gottler, and Aaron joins us on the program. Hey, Coach, congratulations, and thanks for doing this.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dennis. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
You know, anytime I see a good high school program, I know that it comes from the youth programs, that those players start young and they kind of filter their way up. And when they get to high school, that's why teams like St. Clair have such good teams year in and year out. And it seems to me that every year I'm talking about teams from St. Clair, whether it be baseball or softball, that are going to these tournaments and putting on a pretty good performance.
Yeah, our Little League program, St. Clair in particular, Little League's kind of the mainstay there. There's other organizations, there's other leagues you can do, and not every city's as big in Little League itself, but it's still going strong, and we hang our hat, on our Little League program for sure.
So you went up to Escanaba, you won all 8 games that you played?
We did. It's a 7-team tournament. And we play each team once, so a round robin round, with 6 games. And we went through undefeated and a couple of mercies in there too. But, we just had everything working in our favor. We talk about the baseball gods and they were on our side. We played well and we practiced hard all year, but everything really came together. And then, that earned us a first seed, which allowed us a bye into the quarter, right into the semifinals, past the quarterfinals. So we only had to play those last 2 games, and we just kind of kept rolling. So, we went 8-0, and I think we outscored our opponents somewhere around 80-ish runs that we scored, and we gave up 16. So our pitching was phenomenal, and our defense obviously, held its own behind them.
Yeah, let's start with the pitching. I see you've got 2 girls, Claire Borg and Lainey Pavlov. You just kind of, they pitch every other game?
Well, we actually have 4.
Oh, okay.
We used 3 pitchers this weekend. Claire, I believe, had 4 games, and Avery Paul was my other pitcher that threw 3 games. Lainey Pavlov did pitch a game for us on the first day where we had to play 3 games, and she actually threw a no-hitter. She had a fantastic game. And then my 4th pitcher is no slouch, but honestly, she's one of my best defenders. And when I put her on the mound, that takes her off of her natural position at first, and that kind of hurts us. So we were able to keep her there and utilize the other 3 pitchers, and they really got the job done.
Wow, that's outstanding. And obviously, you had a lot of offense.
Yeah, and we did it any way we could. And sometimes it took us 2 or 3 innings to figure out what we needed to do. We can win games. We were a great bunting team. But we can also turn it on and hit them over the fence and hit doubles and triples. And we use a little of everything to score the runs, just kind of force their hand and put the ball in play and make them make a play. And a lot of times, they weren't able to outmatch the speed that we have and the power that we have.
Let's talk a little bit about coaching the girls at this age, because they're getting pretty close now to becoming high schoolers. I would think that this is a nice age group to have them at because they probably know the basics, and now it's just kind of working on the repetition to make sure that all the habits are good and you're doing things the right way on a consistent basis.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I would say we carry a roster of 11 girls, and 9 of those girls have been together since 6, 7, 8 years old. We had 2 newer girls this year that are still from the area, but just managed to make the team this year when they hadn't in the past. But we've got 9 girls going into their freshman year of high school, 1 girl going into her sophomore year, and 1 girl that's going into 8th grade. She's actually a 12-year-old that we moved up, and she's been, one of the – I can't really say who the MVP is, but she would definitely be in the candidate. That's Claire Borg. She pitched 4 games for us. She had 2 home runs back-to-back in 1 game. She was great, but they all were, so it's hard to say.
Who else really stuck out in the 8 games?
To mention a few, Avery Paul, the other pitcher, was great. and she hit well. Lainey Pavlov had a grand slam home run and then threw the no-hitter when she got the chance. My infield was so good. You know, Kylie Russell is my only 10th grader. She played second base for the JV team all year as pretty much a starter in every game. And based on need, we slid her to third base late in the year because we needed help there, and she's so fast. And she took the bunts away from the other teams. My daughter, Sky Gottler, played shortstop for us. And, you know, I had coaches commenting about how, you know, when are you going to get Jeter out of there? We can't get anything past her. And, you know, she was really good. My outfield is kind of led by Savannah Clark, who plays center field, who is I know she's the fastest girl on my team, and I think she was the fastest girl in that tournament. I mean, you couldn't stop her when she got on base, and she makes plays in the outfield that, you know, would be on SportsCenter.
You know, that's one thing about the softball game, is if you have good base runners, you can create so many problems for the defense and make the game so hard, and you can basically, you can steal runs just by running the bases smart and having some speed out there, the kids that can take the extra base or steal a bag for you.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, before the tournament, we have a coaches meeting, and we flip for home and away for all six games, so we kind of know which dugout to go to when we get there. I think I won four of the six flips, and I picked visitors every time. We were visitors all six games in the round robin, and I did that because I knew what my offense could do, and you can really break a team's spirit early in a game if you can get on them hard. You know, plus the tiebreaker is run differential, and when you're the home team, you might lose an at bat if you're ahead. So I just wanted to put as many runs on the board as I could and really show them my offense and get in their heads early, and it really worked.
All right, you mentioned your daughter. Is Max your son?
Yeah, Max is my son. He's going into 11th grade next year, and he's, well, he was on the only other state championship team that was 3 years ago, which was 13-year-old boys.
And he's a pretty good lefty. Yep. I talk to Denny White a lot, and I've actually seen Max pitch a couple of times too, and he does stick out as having some talent. So you got a little bit of skill in your family. They get that from their mom?
I got to give the credit to my wife, Rachel. Yeah, she's a Hall of Fame basketball player from St. Clair High School, actually.
There you go. let's talk regionals now, because here very shortly you're going to have to head to South Holland, Illinois. You play, I believe, on Saturday morning in your first game. Do you know who you're up against, and what's the setup like when you get into the regionals?
Sure. We do play 9 o'clock a.m. Saturday morning. We are going to face the Illinois state champion. This is an eight teams from eight state tournament. It's basically double elimination. So you're guaranteed two games, and if you lose them, then you're going to turn around and come home early. If the weather holds up and everything stays on schedule, the championship game will be Tuesday. So we're hoping to come home late Tuesday or Wednesday morning, but, you know, we're going to give it all we can and see how the cards fall.
All right. If you should happen to get through regionals, is there a World Series event at your age group?
Yeah, there is. It's in Washington State, so we got a little bit of a hike, and I think it's about a 10-day, if that, you know, turnaround. So we got a lot of plans to make if things go well, but I'm very superstitious and I don't like to look ahead too far. You know, so we'll see how it goes and worry about that, you know, when the time comes. But that's, I believe there's 10 or 11 teams at that level, six U.S. teams, a Canadian team. I think there's an Asian team from Asia and Europe. So it's a World Series, true World Series.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And I know, this weekend in St. Clair, the baseball state finals are going to be played. And are you guys going to be part of the opening ceremonies for that event?
Well, I believe we are. Tomorrow is the parade in town where we go, you know, down through downtown past the boardwalk. That's at 6 p.m. They asked us to walk in there with them, and it's going to work out where we can do that. So we'll be doing that tomorrow night, Thursday, and then, you know, we've got to get in our cars Friday morning and head to Illinois. So it's been a real short week. A lot of my players just got home yesterday, late in the day from the Upper Peninsula. And that was just about a 7-hour trek to get home after our last game.
I've been to Escanaba too. I like it there, but I like the fact that you guys went up there and made it, St. Clair North.
Yeah. They've got a great program up there. I mean, we've got the big traveling trophy. We're real proud to have that as state champions. And if you look at all the years past, there is a lot of, you know, District 10, which is their district teams, you know, Escanaba and Gladstone and those are just powerhouse teams, and to go up there and knock out the UP teams is kind of an accomplishment. I mean, this is our first state title for softball for St. Clair Little League ever. We've been around since 1955, so that says something.
All right, good stuff. Well, again, congratulations on the state title. Good luck at regionals. And, hey, feel free to text my number now that you've got it and let us know how you're doing, and I'll tell people how it's going.
We will do that. We'll get a correspondence going and keep everybody in the loop. We're very proud of our fans. They've been very supportive.
All right, great stuff. Thanks again.
Yep, thanks, Dennis.
All right, there's Aaron Gottler and the girls from St. Clair are the state champs in the U14 softball, and they're headed now to the regionals that begin for them on Saturday morning in South Holland, Illinois, and they'll be playing the state champs from Illinois in their first game, and we'll keep track of that. I mentioned that the state finals for the 12 and under baseball is coming up this weekend in St. Clair, and Marysville won the district over the past weekend, and they'll be heading there. And a little bit later on here on the program, we'll talk with their head coach, Sean Winston. We'll do that around 5:40. Going to take a quick break right now, but we'll be back with more in just a moment. We're just getting started on a Wednesday. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM.